There are many thousand plants in the world, and it has pleased God in His wisdom to make them all different. Now, look at this other nettle, which grew on the opposite side of the road. You see that it is not exactly like the one you have just examined.
No, Papa. This has little flat seeds instead of flowers.
Very right, my dear. Now, in order to make those seeds grow, it is necessary that the little flower of this plant and the seed of that should be together, as they are in most others. But plants cannot walk like animals. The wisdom of God, therefore, has provided a remedy for this. When the little flower bursts open, it throws out a fine powder, which you saw rise like a cloud. This is conveyed by the air to the other plant. And when it falls upon the seed of that plant, it gives it power to grow, and makes it a perfect seed, which, in its turn, when it falls to the ground, will produce a new plant. Were it not for this fine powder, that seed would never be perfect or complete.
That is very curious indeed, and I see the use of the little cloud in the flower, but the leaf that stung me, of what use can that be? There, dear Papa, I am afraid I puzzle you to tell me that.
Even these stings are made useful to man. The poor people in some countries use them instead of blisters when they are sick. Those leaves which do not sting are used by some for food, and from the stalk others get a stringy bark, which answers the purpose of flax. Thus you see that even the despised nettle is not made in vain. And this lesson may serve to teach you that we only need to understand the works of God to see that in goodness and wisdom He has made them all.